What are you worth? Chapter 1, The Question. The Question. Daniel looked at his phone. The numbers were red again. He closed the app and put the phone on the table. I should stop checking, he thought. But I can't. What if it goes up while I'm not looking? He was 40 years old. By most measures, he had done well. A good apartment. A car. Money in the bank, money in crypto, money everywhere, and yet, somehow, it never felt like enough. Enough for what? He asked himself. I don't even know anymore. That was the problem, maybe. The question. He was sitting in a small cafe near the river. Outside, people walked by. They looked busy. They looked fine. He wondered if they felt the same emptiness he felt, or if it was just him. Excuse me, said a voice. Daniel looked up. An old man stood by his table. He had white hair, a long gray coat, and eyes that looked both tired and calm. May I sit here? The old man asked. All the other tables are taken. Of course, Daniel said. The old man sat down slowly and ordered a black coffee. For a minute, neither of them spoke. Then the old man looked at Daniel and smiled. You look like a man with a lot on his mind, he said. Daniel laughed a little. Is it that obvious? To me, yes. The old man took a sip of coffee. Let me ask you something. Go ahead. What are you worth? Daniel blinked. The question was strange. It hung in the air between them. Do you mean money? Daniel asked. My net worth? I mean what you are worth, the old man said again, slowly. Not what you own. Not what you earn. What you are worth. To yourself. Daniel opened his mouth. Then he closed it. He had spent 20 years counting money. He could tell you the price of anything in seconds. But this question, this simple, strange question, he could not answer. I don't know, he said finally. The old man nodded, as if this was exactly the answer he expected. Then that, he said, is where we begin.